waste, and power. Imperialism gives thanks for bloodstained lands. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. When Thanksgiving rolls around, imperialists congratulate themselves on keeping their stranglehold over indigenous peoples and lands for another year. Now, as part of the trend of dumping unwanted garbage on unwanted people, waste disposal firms have over the past 2 years pursued dumping on indigenous reservations in North America. Native Americans for a Clean Environment list 36 proposals in the last 2 years to develop landfills or incinerators on native lands. These waste disposal firms, playing off indigenous peoples' poverty, bribe puppet leaders for the right to dump hazardous waste on their people's lands. And since the reservations are supposedly sovereign lands, the territories are often exempt from state and local environmental regulations. Corrupt tribal leaderships implement few regulations or fees, and they do not have the technical personnel to oversee dumps and incinerators. Members of the U.S. Bureau for Indian Affairs puppet governments, called tribal councils, often profit directly from these deals. The tribal councils ignore the indigenous people's plea not to have their lands, what little they have left, used as sites to dump waste from first-world consumption and corporations. A Choctaw people's referendum in Mississippi recently rejected a proposal by the tribal council chief to accept hazardous materials near its reservation, even though potential earnings were predicted to be as high as $30 million a year. In Canada, the James Bay Hydroelectric Dam development is a $62 billion plan to generate power for export to the USA and increase Quebec's self-sufficiency. The project would tap the energy of 15 rivers in a 135,000 square mile area in northern Quebec. The dams would flood 2,000 square miles of ancestral hunting grounds vital for the survival of the Inuit and Cree nations. 15,000 Cree and Inuit people are the descendants of a 5,000-year-old nation in the James Bay area. Although much smaller, the first phase of the project, begun in the 1970s, has had catastrophic consequences, including mercury poisoning, which has been detected in two-thirds of the Cree children in the area. In response to this violation, indigenous people from North and South America have organized to stop the next phase of what would be the world's biggest hydroelectric project. The Kayapo from Brazil have joined the Cree and Inuit to pressure the imperialists to stop the plan. Some leaders say their people may begin coordinated nonviolent campaigns of civil disobedience. The Grand Chief of the Cree Nation, Matthew Kuhn Kum, recently said, "If you destroy the land, you destroy the Cree people. We don't want your money. We want these projects stopped." New York State has a $17 billion contract with Hydro-Quebec to import energy for 21 years, beginning in 1995. But now New York says it has an unexpected power surplus and may delay the deal up to 15 years. New York's sudden about-face demonstrates the exaggerated need for the massive James Bay project. It was developed by the state in order to create profits for both the state and corporate capitalists, not to satisfy the energy needs. The project serves to expand the collaboration between the state and corporate interests at the expense of the indigenous people. Just another Thanksgiving for imperialism. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.